I've never heard of Judge Jackson's Rooster, so I don't know why it was famous. And I couldn't figure out who Judge Jackson was or anything about the rooster. And then a day later, in the same paper, in the same column, W.P. Wagner, colon, the Gita is not serious, but very inconvenient. I don't know. I don't
Oh.
know what the Gita says. But I'm thinking, you know, the Martha, you probably are thinking what I'm thinking. There's all these terms talking about your knot of bills. You know, we talk about the knot or the bankroll, the roll of money, your cabbage roll. And I'm just wondering if Wagner's Gita was like a goiter or something, you know, or a boil, you know, maybe on his bum or derriere. And maybe Gita might refer to your bankroll or your roll of money. And so both of these refer to a knot or bump or roll or something. It's about a knot of something. I don't know. Just a theory. It's very loosey-goosey based only upon those few appearances of the word.
Yeah, I think I was thinking just get us, you know, something that you get. Give me
Yeah,
some
that's what
gitas.
Jonathan Green, the slang lexicographer's theory is, but that's just simply based on just the phonetic similarity. There's absolutely no citation evidence for that, though.
Well, that's interesting. We always kind of wondered, he was in the Navy in World War II, and we wondered if the origin came from his travels that way.
He may have picked it
But
up
he
there.
always
It's certainly
stuck with it.
slangy. Yeah, and people in the Navy pick up all kinds of new language from, you know, you encounter so many new people from around the country when you're in the Navy. So you get a lot of new language that way.
Right, and you'd spend your gitas on the gee dunk,
That's
you know, on
right.
the ice cream, right?
Yeah.
Well, Sheila, in other words, we don't know.
Yeah, I'll hold out for more information. You know, it's one of those terms you kind of put on your list of, boy, I'd like to know more. And occasionally a new database will go online or a whole big batch of newspapers will be digitized. And I'll look it up again and see what I can find.
Thank you so much.
All
Take
right,
care.
take care.
Bye-bye.
If you know what made Judge Jackson's rooster famous, do let us know. And if you have a question about anything related to language or slang, no matter where you picked it up, let us know. 877-929-9673 is a toll-free number in the United States and Canada. And there are a dozen ways to reach us. You can find them on our website at waywardradio.org.
Grant, I really am serious about learning how to watch and appreciate cricket. And I'm collecting all the terms so that I'll be ready when I see my first cricket match. And one of the terms that I really like and can't wait to use is how's that? Howzat.
Is that just a form of how is that?
Yes. And that's what you use when you're appealing for an umpire to reconsider a call. How's that?
How's that? Oh, I see. Yes, an inquisitive. Yeah, like, give me that again.
Yeah, it's pretty polite.
877-929-9673, toll free in the United States and Canada.
Our team includes senior producer Stephanie Levine, engineer and editor Tim Felton, and quiz guy John Chinesky.
We'd love to hear from you, no matter where you are in the world. Go to waywardradio.org/contact.
Subscribe to the podcast, hear hundreds of past episodes, and get the newsletter at waywardradio.org.
Whenever you have a language story or question, our toll-free line is open in the U.S. and Canada, 1-877-929-9673, or send your thoughts to words@waywardradio.org.
Away with Words is an independent production of Wayward Inc., a nonprofit supported by listeners and organizations who are changing the way the world talks about language.
Special thanks to Michael Breslauer, Josh Eccles, Claire Grotting, Bruce Rogo, Rick Seidenworm, and Betty Willis.
Thanks for listening. I'm Martha Barnett.
And I'm Grant Barrett. Until next time, goodbye.
Bye.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
indeed. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM and WRCT.org on the web. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour, 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear from Pinetop Perkins talking about his worried life. I'm going to hear something from a couple of gentlemen I don't know much about, Chicken Wilson and Skeeter Hinton. Yeah, they'll be bringing us some fine old harmonica music pre-war, plus also Victoria Spivey, lovely lady with some lovely tunes from 1961. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to kick things off with Johnny Yard Dog Jones from a Earwig release that came out in 1996. This is called Ain't Gonna Worry, song entitled You Used to Be. Johnny Yard Dog Jones here on the Deep Blues Hour. Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy and print shop conveniently located in the Cohen University Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center, including
black and white, and color copies, single and double-sided, color and textured papers, specialty papers, cover stock, and large format poster paper. They offer binding and finishing options of all kinds, as well as being an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more information, visit their website at cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Thank you.
have I'll Just Keep Walking, a song from Lee Jackson, found on a collection called Going Down to Eli's, the Rhythm and Blues Anthology. It's a 1950s recordings out in Chicago there, Lee Johnson. Yeah, we heard from him. Plus, we heard from Eddie Boyd, instrumental called My Idea, recorded 1965 and on a disc called Five Long Years, out through Evidence Records there of Eddie Boyd. All right, up next, let's hear from Charlie Musselwhite, the great harmonica man himself, singing about Taylor, Arkansas. Yeah, Charlie Musselwhite here on the Deep Blues Hour.
If I should die in Taylor's Arkansas, if I should die in Taylor's Arkansas, take my clothes and send them to my mother-in-law. It's a long old way from my hometown. It's a long
thank you. good. I just want to do the boogie. I don't care. It could take all night long. I just want to do the boogie. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah. Come on. Come on, come on. Come on. I want to do the boogie. I wanna do the boogie. I wanna do the shimmy. I wanna do the twist.
Nobody knows, but someday, baby, my story. This is all I got to say to you. Now, goodbye, baby. Don't care what you do. But someday, baby, you're gonna worry my life anymore.
There you have Pine Top Perkins on piano with The Worried Life Blues, a previously unreleased track that Blind Pig record label put out as part of their 20th anniversary collection. I do like Pine Top when he's just him and the piano rather than the whole band, but there you go. Nice track there. We also heard from John Lee Hooker from a Bluesway collection called Classic Blues. That was I Feel Good, one of his classic songs from John Lee Hooker. You know, your eyes are the windows to your health. Schedule an eye exam to see if you're one of the more than 11 million Americans who has a common vision problem that can be easily corrected. Yeah, remember, healthy eyes makes for a healthier you. For more information, visit nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes, a message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and WRCT Pittsburgh. And check out Top Secret International. Bring your security clearance for these top secret tracks. Listen to Top Secret International. That's Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Up next, let's hear from Sunnyland Slim, more piano blues. This is from his trio on a disc called Sunnyland Special. This is Leaving Your Town from Sunnyland Slim here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Anime is for gather round. The good sweet candy man's in town. Candy man, candy man. Got some candy that's mighty long. He sells his past the hog and chews the cone. Candy man, candy man. Candyman, yes, don't stand close to the Candyman. He either stick the candy in your hand. Candyman, Candyman. Yes, you're in the candy man, you're getting mighty sick. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 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 I said, you're in the candy man, you're getting mighty sick. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I said you and the candy man, you're getting mighty sick. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right, right out of the sky. Darling, I have walked the road and cried. Now with tears standing in my eyes. Yes, I walked the road and cried. Darling, with tears standing in my eyes. You had another man on your list, baby, and really told. lots of fun. You taking them for your main, baby, and you drove me away from home. Stars is falling. Darling, the sky will look dark at night. You know I don't know what's the matter, baby, but I believe you make it all right. Now, you can start it. We're going to do this one.
No, we're going to stop right there. That's Arthur Big Boy Crudup and Walk Out on the Road, recorded in 1967 and on a Del Mar CD now called Look on Yonder's Wall from Arthur Big Boy Crudup. All right, we also heard from Mississippi John Hurt, live recording of his famous track Candy Man from Mississippi John Hurt. All right, let's check out some R.B. Stidham, why don't we? From his disc called Arby's Blues, came out on Smithsonian Folkways. This is from 1961, Standing on the Corner. Arby Stidham here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Thank you. Little Son Jackson and his version of the song Ticket Agent, recorded 1960 and on a Arhuli release called Blues Come to Texas, there from Little Son Jackson. Plus we heard from Chicken Wilson and Skeeter Hinton, as promised at the beginning of the show. That was called The House Snake Blues. It's from a collection of Yazoo recordings made in the 1920s and 30s, harmonica. Great harmonica performances there. Chicken Wilson and Skeeter Hinton. All right, can't beat that. You know, there are a lot of things that we can't control right now, but there's one thing we can, making sure our kids can't get their hands on unsecured gun. Keep guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition because safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council. Plus, too evil to have a human name. It's horrible music for horrible people. Only on WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh. That's Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. in Nominos Santana. There from Too Evil to Have a Human Name. Let's hear next from the Memphis Jug Band. Here they are with I'll See You in the Spring When the Birds Begin to Sing. Jug Band music here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Keep on pulling around. When I left my home, you would not let me be. Wouldn't rest contented till I come to Tennessee. I'm the ball caught in your hand. I am the blackie. I'm the ball caught in your hand. And I'll play for you, mama, if you please let me be your man. Sometimes the blackie never comes inside. Sometimes the blackie never comes inside. But I'll play for you, mama, if you please will treat me right. I live in a deck, mama, all is close and tight. But I'll play for you, mama, if you treat me right. If you don't want me, mama, I said, please take me alone. Cause I'll play for you, mama, see when a king is gone. That means when your husband's gone. I'll be your winner in any game you play. I'll be your winner in any game you play. And if you don't want me, mama, please just let me stay. Cause you know you don't want me, mama, you won't even say. That's all right, mama, you gonna need my help someday. I said, please, mama, please, don't drive me away. Cause I'll be a good fella, mama, if you please let me stay.
There you have a recording from the Black Ace, a gentleman by the name of B.K. Turner, and that was his title song, Black Ace, there. I pulled that off a Yazoo collection called Country Blues Bottleneck Guitar Classics, but I remember playing that song for some folks down in Memphis, Tennessee, and family members would call up and say, thank you for playing our dear dad's or uncle's or grandfather's music. All right, great stuff there from Black Ace. We also heard from Furry Lewis. There he was with Furry's Blues. Let's hear next from L.C. Williams, recorded for the Gold Star record label out in Houston, Texas. This is Black Woman, L.C. Williams, here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Down, if I jumped in and drowned. Cause you know the woman I've been loving, she has been to leave this town.
posting. Baby, I can't write my name. Yeah, you excuse me, posting. Baby, I can't write my name. Oh, but my wife can't treat me low down and dirty. But I love her just the same. This takes a rubber ball to roll, a rocking chair to rock. The woman that I'm loving. Talk that baby talk, yes, I'm going down in the bottom. Yeah, my wife, come on. Yeah, she's on so lonesome. Please bring my wife, come.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Indeed, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM and WRCT.org on the web. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour, 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear from Pine Top Perkins talking about his worried life. I'm going to hear something from a couple of gentlemen I don't know much about, Chicken Wilson and Skeeter Hinton. Yeah, they'll be bringing us some fine old harmonica music pre-war. Plus, also Victoria Spivey, lovely lady with some lovely tunes from 1961. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to kick things off with Johnny Yard Dog Jones from a Earwig release that came out in 1996. This is called Ain't Gonna Worry, song entitled You Used to Be. Johnny Yard Dog Jones here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Oh, yeah.